It was not an experiment made at random, nor was the world to which it reached an unknown one to Tommy or to Denham. Months before, Denham had built an instrument which would bend a ray of light into the fifth dimension, and had found that he could fix a telescope to the device and look into a new and wholly strange cosmos. He had seen tree-fern jungles and a monstrous red sun, and all the flora and fauna of a planet in the Carboniferous period of development. More, by the accident of its placing, he had seen the towers and pinnacles of a city whose walls and towers seemed plated with gold. Having gone so far, he had devised a catapult which literally flung objects to the surface of that incredible world. Insects, birds, and at last a cat had made the journey unharmed, and he had built a steel globe in which to attempt the journey in person. His daughter Evelyn had demanded to accompany him, and he believed it safe. The trip had been made in security, but return was another matter. A laboratory assistant, Von Holtz, had sent them into the fifth dimension, only to betray them. One King Jacaro, Lord of Chicago Racketeers, was convinced by him of the existence of the Golden City of that other world, and that it was full of delectable loot. He offered a bribe past envy for the secret of Denham's apparatus. And Von Holtz had removed the apparatus for Denham's return before working the catapult to send him on his strange journey. He wanted to be free to sell full privileges of rapine and murder to Jacaro. The result was unexpected. Von Holtz could not unravel the secret of the catapult he himself had operated. He could not sell the secret for which he had committed a crime. In desperation, he called in Tommy Reams, rather more than an amateur in mathematical physics, showed him Evelyn and her father marooned in a tree-fern jungle, and hypocritically asked for aid. Tommy's enthusiastic efforts soon became more than merely enthusiastic. The men of the Golden City remained invisible, but there were strange half-mad outlaws of the jungles who hated the city. Tommy Reams had watched helplessly as they hunted for the occupants of the steel globe. He had worked frenziedly to achieve a rescue. In the course of his labor, he discovered the treachery of Von Holtz, as well as the secret of the catapult. And with the aid of Smithers, who had helped to build the original catapult, he made a new small device to achieve the original end. The whole affair came to an end on one mad afternoon, when the ragged men captured first an inhabitant of the Golden City, and then Denham and Evelyn in a forlorn attempt at rescue. It was not an experiment made at random, nor was the world to which it reached an unknown one to Tommy or to Denham. Months before, Denham had built an instrument which would bend a ray of light into the fifth dimension, and had found that he could fix a telescope to the device and look into a new and wholly strange cosmos. He had seen tree-fern jungles and a monstrous red sun, and all the flora and fauna of a planet in the Carboniferous period of development. More, by the accident of its placing, he had seen the towers and pinnacles of a city whose walls and towers seemed plated with gold. Having gone so far, he had devised a catapult which literally flung objects to the surface of that incredible world. Insects, birds, and at last a cat had made the journey unharmed, and he had built a steel globe in which to attempt the journey in person. His daughter Evelyn had demanded to accompany him, and he believed it safe. The trip had been made in security, but return was another matter. A laboratory assistant, Von Holtz, had sent them into the fifth dimension, only to betray them. One King Jacaro, Lord of Chicago Racketeers, was convinced by him of the existence of the Golden City of that other world, and that it was full of delectable loot. He offered a bribe past envy for the secret of Denham's apparatus. And Von Holtz had removed the apparatus for Denham's return before working the catapult to send him on his strange journey. He wanted to be free to sell full privileges of rapine and murder to Jacaro. The result was unexpected. Von Holtz could not unravel the secret of the catapult he himself had operated. He could not sell the secret for which he had committed a crime. In desperation, he called in Tommy Reams, rather more than an amateur in mathematical physics, showed him Evelyn and her father marooned in a tree fern jungle, and hypocritically asked for aid. Tommy's enthusiastic efforts soon became more than merely enthusiastic. The men of the Golden City remained invisible, but there were strange, half-mad outlaws of the jungles who hated the city. Tommy Reams had watched helplessly as they hunted for the occupants of the steel globe. He had worked frenziedly to achieve a rescue. In the course of his labor, he discovered the treachery of Von Holtz, as well as the secret of the catapult. And with the aid of Smithers, who had helped to build the original catapult, he made a new small device to achieve the original end. The whole affair came to an end on one mad afternoon, when the ragged men captured first an inhabitant of the Golden City, and then Denham and Evelyn in a forlorn attempt at rescue.